The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Maybe the corporate world has yet to produce a Virtucon, Dr. Evil's fictional multi-billion dollar empire, but because of rampant greed, environmental neglect, inequality between the sexes, and dubious hiring practices, we've grown to mistrust corporations. So who are the baddest of the bad apples, Ubers, and Amazons? The venerable online zine Slate has come up with a list of 30 offenders, and I thought we'd just cherry-pick a few as a public service. In June of last year, we traveled to Europe, something we never would have been able to afford without the advent of Airbnb. Founded in 2008, the company not only helps travelers find affordable accommodation, it helps homeowners monetize their free space and supplement their income. Win-win all around, right? Airbnb entered Slate's list of evil corporations at number 24 because the model also diminishes long-term housing options and causes rent hikes. Not mentioned are the abusers of the system, who create private hotels out of unattached single-family homes. 23andMe helps answer the nagging question, who am I, really? And where did I come from? Exposing the unexplored branches of our family tree through DNA testing. Maybe I have a backstory worthy of Henry Louis Gates Jr., you figure. Of course, all that good data on millions of people could be used for evil. Law enforcement has already found the DNA data helpful in capturing suspected serial killers, but we forfeit our genetic privacy in the process, and intruders are just a hack away, earning 23andMe the list's evil corporation number 18. Visionary mogul Elon Musk took a lot of heat on the list for Tesla Motors, but a bigger surprise to me was SpaceX at number 17. It's the first private company to send a spacecraft to the International Space Station. It landed a rocket on its tail like Buck Rogers. But it also launched 180 satellites, and that's causing problems. Astronomers are finding the satellites disrupt their observations of the heavens because they are not painted black. So every time a SpaceX bird crosses their telescope's field of view, it creates a white streak, which ruins the time-lapse images. Hardly evil, but way annoying, I suppose. Amazon tops the list, no surprise there. They treat workers like robots who rarely get bathroom breaks. They burn out drivers who try to deliver on same-day service. There's a huge carbon footprint, and we all can't seem to live without them. Addiction being an evil unto itself. I'm Cal Cote. Jesse Cook says he likes bombast in his world beat. Here he is with Fethi Najem on Algerian fiddle and goumbri, and a pre-release for his forthcoming album, The Tempest. Hey, it's Hey from Jesse Cook on World Beat Canada. pushing the envelope still further. That's another pre-release from yet another forthcoming new album called Republique Afrique by Les Amazones de Afrique and Love. That features Mamami Keita. Jesse Cook before that with multi-instrumentalist Fethi Najem and Hey from his forthcoming The Tempest. Here are the godfathers of World Beat. Transglobal Underground got it all started. Tim Whalen and the group are back with a new EP called Colors. This is The Green Spider.
Thank you.
your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
Time to shovel away all this snow and get back to some great World Beat Live on stage. On the 21st of February at the Rickshaw Theater, it is Anti-Ballas. They'll have a new record in tow, which is called Foo Chronicles, and that debuts on February the 7th. Listen to World Beat Canada for debuts right here. Bedouin Sound Clash return to Vancouver in support of their album Mass. You've been hearing tracks on this program. Guest Odario, and that's Saturday, February the 8th at the Imperial. Back to the Rickshaw on February the 28th. It's the Polyrhythmics from Seattle with special guests. And that's at 254 East Hastings. You can get in touch with them at rickshawtheater.com. And Dirtwire returns to Vancouver, this time to the Rickshaw as well, on Wednesday, March 15th. And that's the Showdown Tour with David Satori, Subscura, and Erica D. Vancouver is home to an exciting South Asian project. It is Sufi hip-hop from a new group called Jalak, which means spark. And Ruby Singh is the principal, and we have also Adam Sheikh on board, and Salam Khan featured on Mayin Nareya Mastana. That's next, another debut just for you. From World Beat Canada, glad you could join us for this ride on the global side. I'm Cal Cote.
Omens confessed, I'm at the will of this tempest, taken over, I'm possessed by the friend's request. I roam like palms over land and sea, just to get a glimpse of infinity. Even a single seed of your life-giving tree, it's enough for me to hold, blow, open and expose. But where am I to go, where am I to roam? Really do I need to know, with the guidance of the soul, another truth to behold, another piece of the whole, alchemical gold. Now break the threshold that flesh holds, come on, let's go. Oh,
overload. Oh na na na, main nari ro mastana, main sokiyo bandana, main nari ro mastana, main sokiyo bandana, main puja mandir tu, mera aasik raba tu, mera dushman aasik tu, mera rishwa kaze tu. ओ मेरा हर दम मुल्ला तू, मैं नारी मस्ताना, मैं सूखी बंदाना, मैं नारी मस्ताना, मैं सूखी बंदाना.
Cuida tus espaldas, or watch your back. That one's in response to the ICE raids on migrants south of the border. It's Barracutana. And Jalak and Ruby Singh before that, and a brand new track of Sufi hip-hop called Mayan Nareya Mastana. And it's time for your touch of the familiar. From punk keyboardist from Tijuana, Mexico, Cece Bastida, it's a psychedelic first classic. Pretty in Pink, Bella and Rosa. Your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada.
Canon rebelde entero quiere ser una chica más. Vive en un lugar al lado de la vida que no tiene un orden total. Ella da vueltas, sonríe y dice esto es de la broma el final. Se pierde en sus sueños, se pierde al dormir, sus amantes ya se van a ir. Sobre notas y flores que no hay que mandar. Ella es muy fácil. Bella en rosa. Aquel que insiste fue el primero en fila, es el último en recordar. Camina cargando el vestido que usó, se fue. Y la broma es igual. Bella en rosa. Con tal suavidad, dice te amo y mucho sin parar. No tiene nada que te quiera robar, nada que puedas tocar. Se despide, te abrocha el botón. El tráfico la espera afuera, te entrega el abrigo, te entrega su ropa, una colisión. Bella rosa.
Stick around. Next, it's our questions of our day. That's the title from Chop Teeth, fella-inspired Afropunks from Washington, D.C. Straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada, I'm Cal Cote.
The scales, who has to put them square? Who's gonna stuff the box? Who's gonna say they can't? Who's gonna buy the block? And who has to pay them rent? No question. These are the questions of our day. These are the questions of our day. Who's gonna take a bigger slice? Who's gonna cut the cards? Who's gonna weigh the dice? Who's gonna play to win? Who has to play to live? Who's gonna keep the stocks and who they gonna lock within?
No cash unusual.
These are the questions of our day.
No cash unusual.
These are the questions of our day. These are the questions of our day.
mentir aux gens qui va les dire mais non. Qui va prendre les âmes, qui doit donner les vies, qui mangerait les bœufs et qui manquerait du lit. The questions of our day. Ce sont nos questions du jour.
Ram's new album celebrates August 1791. That's when Haiti became the first Western country run by its enslaved peoples. And that was Seiko Evita. This is Gypsy Hill, two London DJs who combine Balkan brass and programming. Lufrano Chavez from World Beat Canada. I saw the funniest meme the other day. It was just a simple picture of Prince Harry, and it said, Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job. He's doing all right. We have the Sultans of String next with a brand new track called El Bint El Shalabea from World Beat Canada. Thank you.
horizon and beyond.
Our counterparts all over the world.
That's where you'll find World Beat Canada Radio.
We create together
breaking boundaries
and borders.
Music and art
have the tremendous power
of bringing people together.
And this is our goal.
Show through these mediums.
We are all one race.
Just ahead of the curve.
Thank you.
Big Spaces. Trance Dance is the name of that track from Baba Zula from Istanbul. Turkish psych meets ambient music. And we also heard from the Sultans of String. A long list of guest artists appear on that new single, El Bint El Shalabeya. And that, of course, is in anticipation of a forthcoming album. We'll see when that comes out. Something a little more straightforward now from Tijuana Panthers and their new album, Carpet Denim. And who can forget their first date? From World Beat Canada. And recorded through the facilities of Calco Pirate Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. You can find both at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. Our Mixcloud streams are on the news rotator on the homepage. Very easy to access. The Tiny House Warriors CD was a project to help the Tsekopan people of the unceded lands of British Columbia who are fighting the TMX pipeline. And Caleb Hart and the Royal Utes are from Victoria. They take us out on a little bit of Caribbean bounce and turn the page. But our last word goes to the man whose special day we celebrated on Monday, Martin Luther King Jr., ultimately quotable. He said, "We may all come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now."
I can hear my people say, "We don't want to live this way anymore." Tell them they should turn the page. Don't let them hold you down. No, no, no. I can hear my people pray, "We don't want to live this way anymore." Tell them they should turn the page. Don't let them hold you down. No, no, no.
So many things on this earth trying to discourage the citizens, questioning our worth, embracing all the pity then victims, right, left and center, not living like we meant, encouraging morality done not making no sense. Nah, my ghetto people them are dead, politicians getting wealth, yeah. Encouraging morality done not making no sense. Nah, my ghetto people them are bad, politicians getting wealth, yeah.
Black in my people say, "We don't wanna live this way anymore." Tell them they should turn the page. Don't let them hold you down, no, no, no. I can hear my people pray, "We don't wanna live this
don't wanna live this way anymore. Tell them they should turn the page. Don't let them hold you down, no, no, no. How can my people pray? We don't wanna live this way anymore. Tell them they should turn the page. Don't let them hold you down, no, no, no. How can my people say?
Communications.